sir?
My name is Chad Kearns, 118208.
The Honorable Mr. Wheeler will be conducting your hearing at this time, sir. Just hold on, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, sir. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Will you please state your full name and your ABC number for the record?
Chad James Kearns, 118208.
Thank you, sir. Your opinion for the annual vote of executive tenancy this afternoon in reference to the community supervision reputation. I'm going to introduce the board member that will conduct your hearing now. My name is David Neal. I'll be conducting the hearing, and to my right is the Honorable C.T. Wright, Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chair, and the other is the Honorable Michael Johnson. Also in the room today, we have Mr. Westby, who's from the Department of Corrections, and he will also represent the parole office today. Prior to the hearing, you received a notification form advising you of this hearing. Do you remember that, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on that form, you are notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or did you represent yourself today, sir?
I'm going to represent myself.
Thank you. Okay, at this time, I'm going to swear to you, Mr. Westby, in. So do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
I do.
You're going to be conducted in two phases today, sir. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of the community supervision have been violated. And in phase two, we will determine whether community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. All right, so for phase one, what I'm going to do is I am going to read the two allegations that are on your warrant. After each one, I'm going to ask you to tell me whether it's true, false, or if you wish, you can plead the fifth and not say anything. Okay, that's because there's a report number listed on the warrant indicating there's some activity with with the police and possibly other charges that are pending. Our hearings are done on the open meeting law, so everything's recorded and it's public information. So if you were to make statements today and then go to trial in a month for other charges, they could pull the tapes and use them against you. So we give you that opportunity to plead the fifth, okay?
Okay.
All right, so the first allegation of violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7 demonstrated by your use of alcohol on or about February 12, 2018 for the task lab report dated February 13, 2018. Is that true or false, sir? Or you can plead the fifth?
That is true.
Okay, thank you, sir. Allegation number 2 is violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 5 as demonstrated by returning to the Can Fat Market, 2211 West Camp Back Road, Phoenix, Arizona at approximately 1600 hours, 4 o'clock, 4 p.m. after being trespassed and directed not to return at 610 hours on the same 6:10 a.m. hours on the same day, February 24, 2018. That true, false, or do you wish to plead the fifth?
That is true.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, now I'm going to go through a little procedural here and then we'll go to phase two. So at this time, let's see, I'm going to find that Mr. Kern was delinquent as he violated terms and conditions of the supervision and that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse in criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Okay. Seconded by Mr. Johnson and by Mr. Wright. All right, sir. Getting ready to move into phase two, Mr. Westby is going to give some background information and then I'll get right back to you. So stay on the phone and we'll be right back to you.
Okay.
Mr. Westby.
On December 21st, 2017, Mr. Kearns was released from DOC. He was arrested February 21st, 2018 by Phoenix PD on a new misdemeanor charge of criminal trespass. He was back in DOC custody March 8th, 2018 with a projected CCD of May 23rd, 2019, 0 outstandings. Current conviction, 2009, aggravated assault, 2 counts. First count, 2 years. Second count, 10 years. Prior convictions, 1995, kidnapping, 2 years. 1998, armed robbery, 2 counts. Count 1, 10 years. Count 2, 7 years. This is his third term in DOC. CUIR score 4-4. Mental health score 3. Substance abuse score 3. STG annual information notes. He's a member of the Skinheads. Prior term of supervision, 2006. TIS release absconder, 112 days. Arrested by Nevada PD. Revoked by the BOEC. His disciplinary is significant and lengthy, with drugs, arson, violence, disorderly conduct, sex acts, and weapons noted. After his return to the DOC on April 7, 2018, he received a guilty major for disobeying verbal written orders. There's no other arrest on record. His community risk score is a G6BA. I received status of charges from Senior Corps Officer Rich, dated April 5, 2018, that states the offender pled guilty to misdemeanor trespassing.
Thank you, Sheriff. Okay, Mr. Kearns, out of curiosity, you pled guilty to the trespass, did they?
Yes, sir.
Did they give you any jail time, or?
They gave me 2 days jail time served. I sat in jail for 18 days waiting for my court hearing, and when I saw the judge, she gave me 2 days jail time served.
Okay. So that's out of the way. Okay, I'm going to go over a summary of your case supervision at this time, sir. Alrighty, it shows that when you release your approved residence, you'll be with a friend, Tracy Schwan?
Yeah, Schwan.
Schwan in Phoenix. And it shows here that's where you were there the entire time you got out. Is that where you stayed the whole time, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Did you have, it says here you secured employment with JBS Slaughterhouse?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, that's very good, very good and commendable. So on your programming, you referred to task for the color code, and you submitted the UA on January 25th, 2018, that was negative, and then on February 12th, 2018, there was one that was positive for alcohol.
Yeah.
You said they told you you were supposed to complete anger management programming, and you stated you had a contract on your life for preventing group programming.
I've been for the last decade, I was in protective custody because I left the Skinheads gang.
Okay,
got it. Yeah.
Yeah, so you denounced the gang, so they're not happy about that.
Yeah.
Okay. And they said they contacted CHC in reference to one-on-one career criminal counseling and the door opening at that time.
Yeah, so I was just waiting for my PO to tell me what I needed to do with that.
Okay. And it says that you reside in a home of friends of the man of a high school principal. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's Tracy's husband. They're like longtime family friends of ours.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Was he a good influence while you were staying here?
Yeah, they're very good people. They've always been there for me. Even when my own family wasn't, so. Yeah, it was a really good place for me.
And it says that the referral letter programming was pending. It said you failed to report on February 8, 2018, and a staffing was held. Many attempts to contact you through your sponsor, no sanction prior to his arrest on the arrest on February 21st, 2018.
Yeah, it was because I was supposed to see my PO the second Thursday of every month, and I remember that it was Thursday, and I looked at the calendar, and it would be 8. So I thought I had another week till I was supposed to see her. Thought that was still the first week. Mm-hmm. So I did see her the next day. Tracy called me. She's like, "Why didn't you see her till?" I was like, "I don't see her until next week." She goes, "No, you were supposed to see her yesterday." And I hadn't gotten the phone yet, so I went and saw her that day.
Okay. The follow up here. This is when the police report was received. They had a staffing. There was senior PO Rick, senior PO Mellon, and parole supervisor Foot. They said it was a staffing, and your violent racial motivated hate crime history was taken into consideration. And your current convictions are for assaults and things that were done with other known white supremacists, and it was racially motivated things involved. All that was involved. So since you've been under the influence of alcohol, at least one of those crimes, and from all indications, you were again, when this happened, you were consuming alcohol. So,
I'm not sure why she put all of that. I mean, I've come a long way from that. I denounced that. I hate that I was ever part of that stuff.
I think her explanation of that was a broad explanation of your history, and that all that was taken into consideration by them when they were trying to decide whether they were going to violate you or not. And with the trespass, and you were apparently under the influence of alcohol at that time, they were very concerned that the alcohol abuse was going to jump back in there and cause problems for you. So.
No, I wasn't under the influence of alcohol during the trespass.
Well, they were concerned that you might have been. Okay.
Okay. I understand.
Yeah, and you had a positive UA for alcohol.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it the whole thing sounds to me like they're concerned. They didn't want you to totally relapse into alcohol use and then get yourself in trouble with it, so.
Right. I understand.
Okay.
Can I explain the trespass?
I suppose if you'd like to.
I mean, the trespass was, I guess, a misunderstanding, you could say. It brought, I know my tattoos really worked against me on that. I worked a graveyard shift, and this happened at, I believe, 6 in the morning. I got off work, and I have to use the public bus system. When I was walking to the bus station, and I seen that the bus had just passed me, and when I go to work, I take my duffel bag. It has all my work equipment, my phone, charger, lunch pail, everything. And my phone was dead. There's a lot right in front of the market that it talks about where I was trespassed from. It's a big strip mall with a whole bunch of different stores. And nothing was open. The sun hadn't even come up yet. And I knew I had another half hour for the next bus. So I walked up to the front of the store to see if I could find an outlet to get my phone a little charge. And there's a little truck, security truck, that drives around that lot. When I seen that they were looking at me, and I know now that they probably thought I looked suspicious standing out there with my duffel bag and nothing's open or anything, but to me, I wasn't doing anything wrong. And they never bothered to come up and talk to me or ask me what I was doing or anything. They just called the police. And the police came and asked me what I was doing, so I just charged my phone for a minute. And they searched me, and they searched my bag, and then they said, "Hey, these guys don't want you here, you need to leave." So I was like, "No problem." And I left, and I waited at the bus stop, and I went home. And I do remember them saying, they're trespassing from this property. And I left when I was that afternoon, before I was getting all my stuff ready for work, and I noticed my employee ID wasn't in my bag, in my little side compartment of my work bag. And the only time I remember it being open was there. So I had my aunt drove me to that store, and we went in and asked, hey, did anybody turn in an identification card? And they're like, wait here, we'll check into it for you. And we sat there for like 15 minutes, not knowing that they called the cops, and we were just sitting there, and the cops came and arrested me for trespassing. And my aunt was so mad, she almost got arrested too. Like, I didn't understand that them telling me I was trespassed meant I would go to jail if I ever, showed up. I thought they just wanted me to leave. I had done nothing to nobody there. I had never threatened anyone. I was just basically going to the lost and found to see if that popped up. And was arrested for trespassing. And when I went to jail, they took me straight to jail. I saw the judge and he OR'd me. But they didn't let me out because the police had called my parole officer, told him that I was arrested for a misdemeanor. And 2 weeks prior to that, she had had that UA that had alcohol in it. So she used that to, she said, no, hold him, I'm going to violate him for this UA that was 2 weeks prior that she never said anything to me about. But I admit I was guilty of. I wasn't drinking a lot, but there was a couple times. On Super Bowl Sunday with the family, I drank some beer, and on another occasion, when we went out to dinner, I admit that. But otherwise, I was doing really good. I've been working my first month at my job. I had already got a promotion and a dollar raise. All I did was work all night, and I'd sleep when I got home, and went back to work, and on my days off, you know, me and Tracy and AJ and family, we could go bowling or something or go to movies. I mean, I was doing great.
So
I was doing...
Well, if... my mind went blank. Is that job still available to you if you were going out on
the I was positive if I got out again recently. Soon, yeah. If I don't get out, it's going to be another year until my sentence expires. I'm not sure if the same people will. But if I were to be able to go talk to my supervisor that I have right now, I'm almost positive. I mean, I got a promotion and a raise within a month. They thought I was doing great.
Okay, well, that does sound pretty good. So with your alcohol, have you had abuse problems over the years?
No, I haven't.
Not like an alcoholic, but you used to get drunk with your friends and do dumb things.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, that's enough with the PO.
Well, I'm sure. Yeah, I mean, I'm willing to do anything it takes. I'm willing to do UAs every single day. And there's nothing I won't. I'm willing to do anything it takes.
And you're that same residence that your friends, the school principal, they're willing to take you back?
Yes.
Okay. Well, sounds like, I guess if Tracy was that mad when you got arrested, she probably, welcome you back. I can kind of understand. I kind of understand both sides of that argument. But they trespassed you for whatever was put in there, and when you're back, and sometimes your hands are pretty well tied. As far as the arrest goes, but I'm also understanding you're not looking for your ID.
Yeah, this was the first time I ever even got to explain to anybody what happened. Like, I didn't get to tell my PO, no way, this is what happened. It's not like I wasn't there to harass anybody or to cause any problems or...
Well, it's unfortunately with your, the combination of your history, that's what the police see when they run your name.
I know.
And then as you figured out, your tattoos don't help you much.
Yeah, I, actually had a consultation with a place called X Tattoo, and they're going to remove tattoos from my face for free.
Oh, really? That's very nice.
So I was already looking into that.
Well, that's good. Okay, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time. Anybody? Okay. Well, sir, we're coming close to the end of your hearing here. We'd like to allow you an opportunity to make a final statement. Any information that you think we need that you haven't already given us? You asked for time management's sake that you don't repeat much of the information that you've already given us. And
okay.
Once you've made your statement, we're going to have a discussion and make a determination. Okay?
Okay. Well, I basically said most of it. I give my word, and I promise you guys that this, all of this stuff is behind me. I've moved on from all this life, this prison stuff, these politics, this crime. I want to be out there. I want to work. I want to be normal. I'm doing everything I can to go in that direction, and it's hard. It's hard for me, especially with what I've done to myself, and I got a lot stacked against me, and I admit, shouldn't have drank those times, but being back these couple months really made me think about it, and like, I know I need to take every single aspect of my parole extremely serious. Like, this is what's I'm gonna be back here. I never thought I would be back here. And if you guys give me another chance, I won't let you down. I'm not a danger or a threat to anybody.
Okay.
Just want to get back to life. That's about it.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We've been in a discussion to make a determination. We've been talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're talking to you, but we won't be. But we ask that you stay on the phone. Just remain silent. Under the laws, everybody can listen in, and we like for you to listen in so you can hear the discussion and hear the decision, okay?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. The board is now in discussion. This is one of those that it's unfortunate as maybe a happenstance. Mr. Kearns was able to get a job and working hard and get a promotion and raise and was doing really good like that. He was residing with some very outstanding citizens that probably wouldn't tolerate much going astray. The trespass situation is very unfortunate. And fortunately, it was all done as a misdemeanor, and it's behind him now. With the amount of time that he has left on his sentence and what he's been saying, I see some sincerity in what he's saying and his efforts to go straight. And after having been involved so long with skinhead and stuff and then denouncing it and taking that big step, I'm inclined to return Mr. Kearns to community supervision, but with some expert conditions, like on relays and some programming requirements. I'm going to listen to discussions from my fellow board members. No discussion? Okay. Thank you. Okay, well, based on all the information, in ward number 2018W0627, and Mr. Kearns' testimony and the information from the Department of Corrections, I'm going to make a motion to return Mr. Kearns to community supervision with all the same conditions plus some extra conditions, which I will go over in a moment. So that's my motion. Here's second or reading, so I guess. Is there a counter motion?
by him.
Because of that.
Do we need to add something to that?
Well, because of his Biden, his behavior, and the overall racial tones of some of his crimes within the cases that he has, I'm not supportive of it, but being released back out on community supervision. So I'm going to make a motion to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Kearns at this time.
Second.
Disagree. Okay. The motion was made by myself. Counter motion was made by Mr. Johnson, and seconded by Mr. Knight. And I disagree. And, sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. We do commend you for your efforts to get away from the violent lifestyle we've had in the past. We recommend that you see if you can get some AA programming while you're in there. Most of the yards have Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous, and even if you don't have a narcotics problem, they have the same type of program that the AA has, and those programs are good for self-control as well as any addictions you have. And sometimes it's good for to help with anger management and everything, but also see if you can get some anger management programming while you're in there. We do wish you the best of luck, and hopefully when you are done in May of next year, that the tattoo place will still help you get rid of those tattoos and make your life a whole lot easier when you're dealing with people. We do wish you best luck, and this will conclude your hearing, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Would you please put the CO3 back on the phone?
Yes, sir. We're ready for the next one.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, sir.
See about cutting the air down in here. It's just be warm in here.
Well, the transformer don't know how to cut it down.
Yeah.
Huh?
This is what, a thermostat there?
Yeah, one over there. I've got on each side. Hello.